Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Conk exporters to pay levy in installments. Stay with us to hear more on today's program and Lieta, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Conk exporters have been granted permission to pay the levy for the 2016 season in installments following the recent passage of the Conk Export Levy Special Provisions Act. Exporters will now be allowed to complete payment within 3 months of the date of submission of the application for an export health certificate and export license for each consignment of Conk. Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says exporters have made representation to the ministry indicating that they face significant financial challenges. He says some of the challenges resulted from increased production costs as well as investment costs in maintaining their European Union accreditation. The levy on each pound of conch exported has been reduced from 75 US cents to 50 cents, which will allow the exporters to expand their businesses and further develop the industry. Minister Samuda says the ministry has sought to introduce, along with the Jamaica Defense Force JDF, the use of drones as part of efforts to protect Jamaica's waters from poachers. He says the next conch season will also open early so that applications can be submitted and the boats can go to sea immediately. Exporters will be required to make all outstanding payments within the 3-month period. The Conk Export Levy Act imposes a duty on the export of conch to facilitate the sustainable management and development of the fisheries sector. The duty is used, in part, to offset the cost of implementing programs for monitoring, control, surveillance, and enforcement in relation to Jamaica's conch resources. Since the 2009 conch season, a levy has been imposed on each pound of conch exported from Jamaica. Now for a management tip for the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Black garbage bags with pods must be placed in a durable bag such as nylon, also known as rice or feed bag. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The darkest part of the night are when dear soon light. Translation: the darkest part of the night is close to daybreak, and this means, when things and times are the hardest, brighter times are near.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the GIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11 by 17 inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's rich sporting heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit gis.gov.jm, call 926-35904 extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@gis.gov.jm.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.